Olurum bir mikvayız perik vav
Hey.
mishne hey hashida ve hateva ve hamigdal. We have your three boxes. Shida is a box. Ateva is a box. Shabayam. Ein mat bilim bochem el in kein hoyu nikuvin kishefeferes hanoid. Picture 106, 107. We have 106 hashida ve hateva hein kli. They are utensils. Okay, Shida Tevas Eitz Gigoyin Ha'oron Ve'akupa Ve'chayotze Bochen Ve'ateva Teva Teva Ha'shulchani. This is the box of a money changer. Okay, that's a very good profession, a money changer. Okay, money changer. It sounds like a launderer to me. Teva Ha'shulchani. Okay, now 107. Hashed ve'ateva ein matilum b'chem elu imkein hoyu nikuvin kishefeferes hanoid. Okay, here we have over here a nekev b'doifen hashida b'roichev hashefeferes hanoid matbilim b'sech hashida mikva sheyesh v'memsa mibuchutz l'sheda l'mata min hanekev harei ze kli. Below the hole is a kli matbilim b'kli. Shamayim shaboyim mechubarim lemei mikva. Okay, you're allowed to be telling the kli if the kli is mechubar to my mikva. Over here, the caption on the bottom over here. Af al pisha sheyde nekuva lamatim anekev harezek kli kibel. Even though it's taka nekuva, below is a kli kibel. V'af al pishein tovlim bekelim. Even though the halacha states that one is forbidden to be telling a utensil. Chol since shamayim shaboyim kli mechubarim lemei mikva dinam kamo mei mikva. We view like me mikva, umay elas had tefila b'mayim ilu, and the tefila works in this mayim. V'tzarch sheyehe b'nekev reichav kesheferes anoid v'sharak b'shir zed nas b'mayim b'shebukli b'chubadu l'may mikva v'chein tzarch sheyeh b'mikva for isa. Chutz v'namayim b'shebukli she'oz ha'mayim b'shebukli n'uchubadu l'may mikva sheyesh b'shir has a shir al pi rav v'al pi rashba b'shar ha'mayim muva b'beitzvez defoin. Ha'ara, mevua b'mishnah senesh.
Wait, 1 second, I'm sorry. What does it mean that the shida is, that the box has a neck of the bottom has, that the box has a neck of lamata min hanekev harezek kibel? What do you mean?
That thing is a chiddush, even though it's still called a kli, because there's a halacha. That's the chiddush, even though we have a halacha that you're not allowed to be traveling kalim.
Right.
And if you're not allowed to be traveling kalim, so therefore we would think that this is called a kli, because anything below the nekev, from that level below, it has the shame kli. So that we would think that you should be disqualified to be toivel in that area of the utensil because you're not allowed to be toivel in kalim. There's a halacha that you're not allowed to be toivel in kalim. And here, don't tell me this is not a kli. You'll argue it's not called a kli because it's broken. There's a hole. No, that's not true. Just because there's a hole does not take away from this object the shame of a utensil. Just because it's a hole, therefore it is still called a kli. It is called a kli, and the also if it's called a kli, that's working against us. That's a strike against us, because if it's a kli, you're not allowed to be tovel in kalim, even though the water inside the kli is good water. You have a kli, and it rains, and it fills up. And you have 40 saw of rainwater filled up into a kli. You're not allowed to be tovel in that item because that's called a kli. So the answer is, you're not allowed to be tovel in it when it's standalone. But if it's mechubar to a mikvah, because there's a with an opening the size of shefeferes hanoid to a kosher mikvah, then you're allowed to be tovel. You know, this like imagine a person who wants to go to the mikvah in Schmidman, and he's afraid of corona, so he comes in a lucite box. They showed a guy in the supermarket. He was walking around in a box, in a plexiglass box on wheels. He was walking around in a box. It wasn't enough just to have a mask and have a shield and have three masks and gloves. He was actually, I have a video of a guy. Actually, he's in a complete glass container on all four sides, and somehow he's able to maneuver to walk around in it. I don't know how exactly. He must have wheels in the bottom. He's able to, he was in a supermarket, and he was walking around going shopping in a supermarket and buying things, walking around in a container, in a plexiglass container that was around.
How does he use his hands?
I don't know. There's something, he must have made some mechanism there where you're able to go and maneuver some sophisticated way. Leave it to them. They'll figure it out. Don't worry. This they'll figure out how to do. People want to be meshuggah. These people, they'll figure out how to do that. You'll probably pay for it also. Believe me, he probably took your tax money and they gave it to this fella because he's not a male, he's not a female, he's in a box. He's an under the min. So let's say a guy would go to the mikveh like that. So how do you go to the mikveh like that? So what you do is you come with your own water. You come into the mikveh in a glass box and you fill it up with clean water from your house. So the only thing you need to do in order to make sure that it's a kosher is you have to open up the plug for 1 sec. Open up the plug. Oh, but you're being told in the kli. If I go into the mikveh in my own glass box is not mechubal karka. It's a kli. So I shouldn't be yoytze tefillas mikveh. Teretz is yoytze provided that it's mechubar to the kosher mikveh. When we have a halacha that a kli is not a kosher mikveh, that's only when the kli, if I would just put my box outside in the street and let it rain until it fills up and then go in there, that would not be good because you cannot be tefillin in a kli that's kosher water. But if you go and you put yourself in the kli and the kli is attached to a mikveh that's mechubal karka, and you do hashaka basically, then it's going to be good. That's the kosher of the Mishnah. Even though over here, the avapi she'ein she'ein the first line, the very top, avapi, in the middle of the line, avapi she'ein tevim bekelim, hoil v'amayim she'bekli mechubadim l'mikveh dinam k'gumei mikveh u'mayelis hatzvilim v'mayim elim. Then he's the tzach she'ein b'nekim v'rochav k'shaferes ennoit, sh'vak m'shir zeh nas m'amayim she'bekli mechubadim l'mikveh, v'chei tzach she'ein b'nekim v'poli tzach chutz m'amayim she'bekli tsh'os ha'mayim she'bekli mechubadim l'mikveh, she'yesh v'shir. Okay, next. He'orah. Now we have to make a following observation. We learned before that the shaykes, it's the shaykes, if it's not a mechubar, it's not attached. Even if it is attached, if you attached, I think it's no good. If I'm not mistaken. Right. El im kein de kuva hashaykes betach tisa. The only time it's only on the very bottom. So we have a stira. How could we have a kli? Because of a rosh, the kli hanimsa b'tzara mikveh ain't to have them boy mishum gezeres shemayit lo b'kli sheyesha for himself. The mayim sheboy ain't the mechubadim lo mikveh. It's not mechubadim lo mikveh. Avol kasha kli nimsa b'tzarech mikveh. The hamayim akivin oisab mikol tzad. But even still, it goes without feeling more. The answer is that the shaykes is different, because if you remember, the shaykes was minatzad. That's the chilek. The chilek is, just remember, if you're ever on Jeopardy, remember the words minatzad and mikolat stodim. Mikolat stodim. There's the minatzad people. The people minatzad are no good. Anyone that's minatzad is the sitra achra. But if it's mikolat stodim, kedusha is, when it's only misitra achra, that means it's no good because it's only one side. But when it's on all the sides, it's like what it says that if the tzaras spreads to the entire body, if you're surrounded by tumah, then you become a Democrat. Then you become a tzaddik. If you surround yourselves with terrorists, you become a Democrat. Alt is good. Amar b'kiva, ashreichem yisrael lifnei miyatem etarem. Yem etar from old stodim, from Democrats, progressive people who live in the dark ages, who live in the modern world with the mindset of the dark ages. Weiter. Next. The chosaf ha-beis Yosef. Zog the hilke beis Yosef. She gzeir zunu heges bein bein vichli mechubel karka bein bein vichli tosh. Wow. Even if it's mechubar. Ulefi devarav nami gam le'el b'mishna ma-beis ma-pilu b'deli. Rak mishum shamayim makiv nesel mikol tzad. Ve'achazoin ish. Kosav shegozu shegzeruzu shekosav rosh noiges rak mekevam mechubam lekaruka. It is noiheges when rak only bekelim. It's noiheges lekevam mechubam lekaruka. Avi af kan meduba b'shida mechubas lekaruka. Avi al betolish kigoy nadlish shaleel b'mishne beis legozu b'zeh gam b'oivim shakli nimsa b'tzara mekva. Wow. So the Chaz Nish over here says that the only time we're going to make these gezeres is only with the kiss, the shaykes. The case of the shaykes was mechubur, that's the chilak. The chazan is just saying it's not totally in one side and three tzadim. What's totally over here is it's mechubur namachudiv. The case of the mishnah that says it's going to be okay is because the case here is where it's mechub, where it's our case is even going where it's namach. It's if it's mechubur.
All tzadim,
it's good. We won't talk Well, the class of Rabbi Yosha shegzeres unegas bein mechli mechubel kaga bein mechli metolsh talsh makes a lefi devar of gamlo be mishnah beis mapil be deli rak mishum shemaim be makivos be kol tzad kav chazon nish kosav shegzeres nish kosav rosh negas rak mechil mechubam lekarka only when it's mechubel lekarka okay only when it's mechubar but if it was not mechubel lekarka then it's gonna be okay the afkar shem do b'sheida mechubar lekarka aval mechli talsh. Or it's detached. Regarding shadlil shel el to mishnah base like gozu b'zeh gam even shakli nimsa b'tzadik when it's talush. But when the kli is talush, yeah,
then it's pasul outright.
Loy gozu, no, loy gozu gam even shakli nimsa b'tzadik. He's saying it's better. He's saying it's better when it's talush. It's better. Avo bought bechli talush when it's detached. We're going to delete shel el mishnah base loy gozu bezeh. There's no gezera. Gam ba'oifen shakli nimsa betzar hamikva. The case of the shoykes is only going when it's mechubar. But when it's not mechubar, you have to make the distinction. You have to make the distinction. We call tzad. And one tzad only if you hold when it's mechubar. When it's mechubar. So then you have to make a distinction between one tzad and all tzadim. One tzad is a problem, all tzadim is not a problem. But when it's talush, even one tzad is not a problem. It's much better not to be talush, not to be mechubar.
When it's talush, then it's better. Not likely to be kosher, right? The Beis Yosef said, you get it. Right? But right, that this thing, the fact that you can be tovel in a shida,
that's his opinion. That's the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says that this halach in our Mishnah, it makes no difference whether it's attached to the ground or whether it's not attached to the ground. It makes no difference. The halach is going to be the same, that you have to have Sheferes Hanoid, and when you have Sheferes Hanoid, then it's going to be okay. Oh, but he goes back. You have to go backwards now. Oh, but why is this?
Then it's considered mechubar.
Yes, mechubar. Then it's good. The shofaris hanoi. You always get a new shofaris hanoi to take away the problem. The question is that going to be enough? If I have the shofaris, is that going to be enough? So the problem here is, but we have a fairish halach when it comes to the shoykes. We have halach of the shoykes that it's no good. This mish is a direct contradiction between the mish and the shoykes. So the answer is they're both exactly because the shofaris don't is mechubar. That's a given. The case of the shoykes is mechubar. That's poshut. Okay, the shofaris hanoid is mechubar, and this is mechubar. Let's assume it's mechubar. So we have a stira. Why by the shoykes is it no good? Why in this case is it good? So the answer according to the Beis Yosef is because this case it's on all four sides. The water is on all four sides. That's why it's going to be good. All four sides, so it's all four sides. That's why it's going to be good. But with the shoykes only on one side, it's not going to be good. The Chazon Ish says that there's a much better answer. You don't need to come on to the answer that it's on all four sides. Even if it's, it can say it can be even atzad, the chilik is that it's not mechubar. The difference between the case of the shoykes and this case, the case of the shoykes, this is why it's no good, is because it's mechubar. But in this case, it's not mechubar. So when it's mechubar, then it's going to be no good. But when it's not mechubar, even if it was from only one side, it would be okay. See, don't worry. We call it Beis Yosef. Shegzeruzu, that it's no good unless you have shifaferes hanoid, meheges bein mechli mechubar, lekarka bein mechli tolush. This, that was all that we learned above. Ulefi devar of gamle el b'mishna beis matil mechbidli. So what's the chil? Doesn't make a difference between mechubar and mechubar. So if we have a deli of a bucket, also doesn't make a difference between mechubar and mechubar. And therefore, how is it going to be different than the shoykes? The answer is because the shoykes is only mitzad echad. This is mikolat stadim. But the hachazoy nish kasav shegzeruzu shekasav rosh noyges rak bekelam mechuborim lekarka. Only it's mechubor lekarka. The avkam demeduva b'shem shem shem mechuboris lekarka. Oh, that's when you're going to need to make. It's going to be no good. Avol bechli atolush. But when it's tolush, when the kli is tolush, avol bechli tolush, going at lich shel el b'mishna legozu b'gam yevin shakli nimtz b'tzad echad. I don't have 100% clarity. Maybe we'll learn all the mafarshim of it. It will be better.
I mean, look at picture 81 for a second. I'm on page 66. That's the case of this shaykes min atzad.
Okay.
Right, that's the case of shaykes min atzad. So, what would the Chazon Ish say in that case? The fact that it's mechuber, and it's only on one side. So why?
No, because the shaykes is not a kli. A shaykes is a permanent structure. So the permanent structure and the permanent structure. There it's taka no good. Shaykes shaysa kli v'kiv v'kav v'karka b'shaykes ein 40 sa nekev kishver sadai ha-nekev v'vatles ha-shaykes v'lyoiz kli ha-nekev m'chaber ha-mayim ha-shev shaykes t'mikvah l'mayim ha-shev mikvah. It's going to be good now in this case.
Right.
Kli ha-naka b'shir shver sadai nisbal l'minitar ha-skli l'shnei inyonim mayim ha-shevoy. Well, this is not the same case because here the hole is in the very, very bottom. This is not the good shaykes. This is not the shaykes we're referring to. The shaykes that we're referring to, I think, is referring to where the nekev is higher up. I think that you go look. I'm not sure where the case is. Go back to page Samach Gimel 63. Look, I have to go to the bathroom for 1 second. Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, I'm not sure. Let's go weiter, because too much detail here. It's getting too confused. Confusing me with the facts. Let's go by. Maybe we'll come clear with a little weiter, with more pictures, with more clarity. Let's move ahead. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Bechli Gadol Arba Tfachim Ubekotin Rubai. Okay, picture 108. Yeah? You there?
Yeah, I'm
just amending. Rabbi Yehuda says, Bechli Kata Gadol Arba Tfachim Ubekotin Rubai. 108, Neke Berecha 4 Tfachim. The width is 4 Tfachim. The diameter is 4 Tfachim. Bechli Shedaf Noisav. Shadaf noisav rechavos tzarich shehei benegev shiur for tvachim. Kadei sheyachshavu hamayim shevachli lemechubadim lememikva veafiluhu kli rochav 9 tvachim. Shenegev b'shiur for tvachim hu miut hadoifen dai b'shiur zeh. You need 4 tvachim, a very, very big opening in a kli. It is not to be confused with a real mikvah, hashaka. When we do hashaka today, we don't do on kelim. We have built into the ground. This is a kli. So you need 4 tvachim, he says. Very machmir. Okay, on the left side, kishain berech of a doifin 4 tvachim, nifrit saruv a doifin kli, kli katan. Shain bedaf naisa of roich of 4 tvachim, v'yev shain b'nekev for 2 tvachim, tzach shain yifrit saruv a doifin kli, v'yaz nilshav ma'amayim shebukhli b'chubam lo'amayim shebukhli. If either roiv, if roiv is less than 4 tvachim, that's sufficient. But if 4 tvachim, if the max you need is 4 tvachim, you don't need more than 4 tvachim. But if the box, but if roiv is more, if the box is small, then all you need is roiv. All you need is roiv.
I mean, it doesn't make sense to say that when you have such a large box, so you need something that's 4 tvachim. The box is not that big, then you need a larger hole?
No, if the box is not that big, so you need roiv. If the box is less than 4 tvachim, all you need, or even less, the box is more, the max you'll ever need is 4 tvachim. But if roiv of the piritsa is, it doesn't matter. Whatever roiv of the piritsa is, that's sufficient. Of the wall. If you have a wall, then you need, all you need is roiv. But you never need to have more than 4 tvachim. You need roiv. You do need roiv. But if roiv is more than 4 tvachim, you're done. You never need to exceed 4 tvachim. Put it in that fashion. You have a box. You need to breach one wall. You must breach the majority of the wall. If it happens to be that the majority, once making the breach, and you already come to the size of 4 tvachim, that's it, you're done. You can stop there, you can take a break, have a cup of coffee, take a nap, and engage in your favorite activity. But you do not need to have more than 4 tvachim. Now, over here on the bottom, it says over here, Le'el B'mishn Aleph, Uka. Uka was a pit. Shemitachas had mikvah, Shirichav Apiritza, Mechaberes, Samayim, Le'shabuka, Le'me, Mikvah, Hikashvers, and Night. Umavur B'mishn Shem, Shavi Yehudim, Moedibidin Zeh. Because of Rash, Shavi Yehudim, Mechalik, Bein Kli, Le'uka, She'en a Kli, Uva Kli, Machmir, Rabbi Yehuda Yoyser. Okay, that's the Yisoy. The Yisoy of the Rabbi is that of a Kli, there's an Uka, there's a Shoykes. We have a whole new vocabulary here. Pesach Mikvayis, a whole new vocabulary. Uka, Eitza, Visufa. We have to make a whole new song. There's an Uka, there's a Kli, there is a Shoykes. Whole vocabulary. Okay, next picture. Picture number one on the right. Mishnah Chaya, Sak, a Kupa. It's a sack, a sackcloth, or a Kupa, or a basket. Matbilim Bochem, Kemashachim, Mibnei Shemaim, Me Oyuavin. They're not waterproof. These items are not waterproof. It's like the Titanic. It's not waterproof. It's porous. There are large gaping holes which the water goes through. 109. Picture 109. Matbilin b'soicha kimo shehi shleima. Your matbil b'soicha, yeah. Kimo shehi shleima. Av b'shein ba neke b'shir shifer is hanoit. Kupa kilua binitzarim. The daf noisecha dukuvim v'amayim nichnasim musaycha. Fine. Asal v'akupa einam kli kibul l'mashkin. Chol since v'hei v'hoil v'chein v'amayim hanimtzor musaycha einam nechshavim. Since this is so, chol v'chein.
Because it's not used to hold water.
Right. They're porous, massive porous. Because So we can combine the water outside combines with the water inside. Gvaldik. Next, Hera. We want to make now the following observation. Okay, we're going to make now an observation. What's the observation?
A mikvah that has been divided by a wall of holes. Nechshav l'shnei mikvayis v'tzach b'chli echad mehem b'chol lecha b'yam shir. We'll be able to say the mavur shakli einu mechalek es amayim shebesoicha shebesoicha mimeh mikvah.
So what's the chilek? If I put a mechitza down the middle of the mikvah, even though the mechitza is porous, it's still considered, it's two mikvahs. But if I put in a basket, we say it's garnished. It's very partial difference. I did a mechitza versus the kli. A mechitza is mechalik. That's the tafkid of the mechitza. To make chilukim, to divide. Over here, Zionists. Here, Hasidim. Here, Misnagdim. Here, Sephoradim. Here, modern Orthodox. And here, the women of the wall. Here, open Orthodoxy. Here, politicians.
Weiter. Che'ora. B'gemar chagiga. So what's the chilek? Tam achilek shabneim shemachitza hidaber. I was mechavi. See, I knew this was coming. The pasha sar. Mechitza daber kavua. Oh, he's saying something different. U'lecheni mechalek es tamikva. Aval kli ein daber kavua. All right, similar.
Okay, so he says these are not mechalik. Vayd in the Mishnah.
Let's say
nisunim
tachas tzinor. Let's say you put them in the tzinor. Einam pasas mikvah. Ah, ella matbil ma'isam amal ma'isam kedarka. Let's see picture 110, 111. What is it over here? Got another whole page of picture over here. Okay, so what does this mean? What does this mean over here? Picture number 110, 111. Hayu nisunim tachzatzinor inam mitzvos b'mikvah megasham makalchem mitzim she'ed kli v'harei ilk shuv b'mikvah akuba ed kli kibul l'mash namayim neiflim l'seicha v'einam mayim shneskam l'mechli v'hol v'chein lo yinasa mayim shuv v'harei ilk shuv b'mikvah. Right, it's not a kli kibul.
I'm assuming that this kupa has a bottom on it, right? Because it's not a tube, it's a cylinder. This is used as a kli.
Right. So I'm assuming the bottom is no different than the middle. The same way the top is porous, the bottom is porous. L'chari, even if it's not, it's just a little piece of wood. L'chari, it's not cold. It's not a kli. Okay. 111. Matbilim oisa mal no oisa kedarkon aleph. If aleph is gimel the aleph, hitvil kar. Shell or b'mikveh, you toivel a pillow made of leather. Mikveh sheyesh aforitza mitzum samois. Okay, it's exact. Base mishyag bias a sivse hakar melamayim nasu hamayim shabisoich hakar lamayim shuvim kar shel or. Mishyag bias a sivse hakar melamayim nechsar hamikveh mishiroi yol aforitza imor. Fine. So if you have over here a leather container, and you pull out of a mikvah that's exactly 40 saw, so whatever's going to go in the container, you are diminishing the size of the mikvah, and when you pour back in, you're putting in postal water. Okay, gimel. Sarich lahalois es hakar derech shulav, upside down. What is the solution? The solution is don't take it up right side up. Take it out upside down. That way you're not going to disqualify the mikvah. Okay, Dalit. And that's all fine when it comes to a kar shel or. But what about a kar of wicker? Hatitvil kuba b'mesuch ha-mikvah. Yochol lahalois es ha-kuba kedarko. You can lift it up in a normal way. Why? Ha-kuba kedarko lo imash ha-sifse ha-kuba olamalo. Mayim shabusech hakuba loy nasu shuv in a mosas a mikvah. Malas a kedak, malas as a sack with a kuba derch shoshe, derch sifso sehen, loy nifso mikvah. Okay. Because it's not called the Kli. The Yisrael here is that it's not called the Kli. It's Chaz the Mishnah with the Rav, it's just Chaz the Mishnah.
So it's interesting that he brings in a Mishnah from the seventh era to show you what, you know, to contrast the carved Kesef Shel Or to the Kupa, because that's its own Mishnah in Zion Vav. It's its own Mishnah.
Yeah. All right, Vaya, let's see over here. This is the Rav. I mean, let's just read the Mishnah one more time before we do the Rav. The Mishnah one more time says, Hashida v'yateva divin boxes ein matvilim b'chem el m'kein chayun nikuvim kish feferes hanoit. Okay, basic halacha, whether it's mechuba, whether it's not mechuba, whether it's surrounded from wood on all four sides, whether it's not surrounded on all four sides, this is the machleik is being the chazunish, the Beis Yosef, all the farshim, I'm very excited about understanding of Hilchos and this in the Shoykes, but the basic law over here in the Halacha is we have a Kli, a utensil, not a Shoykes, and the Kli has water, and you toivel and it's connected in the mikvah through a Shefaris Hanoid, it becomes an extension of the mikvah, and it's going to be okay. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, not so fast. I'm only going to permit this in one instance. Only the Kli Gadol. Arba'ot tvachim, you have to have four tvachim wide. Not a shifayferes hanoid. Okay, I tell that woman, look, go find her and tell her, excuse me, what you showed me is only half of the chachamim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it has to be all four fingers, four, not just one, two, three, four. Do you understand that, lady? I can't believe I was a victim of a hate crime. I got a lot worse than that. People, they steal my money. A lot bigger crimes. Victim of a lot bigger crimes. They steal my shidduchim. It's even worse. They stole the presidency from me.
They made you buy an electric car.
That was also a fraud. They took my. I read now 1 in 5 people do exactly what I do. They buy an electric car, 1 in 5 people. News, there was a news item yesterday. 1 in 5 people who buy an electric car, they bring it back. They tell the dealer, I don't want this. I don't like it. I don't like plugging in a car. Where am I going to plug it in? They have all these different, and they said exactly what I said. The infrastructure in the country is not yet ready. There are not enough places out there where you can go plug in your car on a whim. Baloney. They tell you the dealership, they're all over the country, wherever you turn. No, they're not. If you don't have a private driveway, forget it. Then how you can ever plug it in? Ever. Only going to last you less than 100 miles, let's say you get stuck. You're dead. 1 in 5 people have the seichel to understand that. 4 out of 5 people like me, they're suckers, they buy it. And then they realize they made a big mistake. Rabbi Yehuda says, "B'chol chil chigal arba tefachim v'katan it's rubai. M'ha'yasak oikupa matbilin bochem kimosha heim ibnei shemaim me'oyrovin. The water is going to mingle. That's not what do you mean? It was a sack or kupa? Sack is no good. Sack. What do you mean? It's good. A sack is not good.
A sack that has big enough holes."
It does? Sackcloth?
The sack that has
been. No, the home. Sack of oil. That was the picture. Picture over here, number 111. This hitul kar shall or be mikvah. The sack is the or. Let's see. It's upside down. I think what he means is upside down. The water is going to be mixed. The only way the water is going to be mixed when it comes to sack is when you pull it out upside down. Let's say nisunim tachas atzinor ena potzelus a mikva elam kein matbilin oisa ela matbilin oisan. You can be matbil them, then umalin oisan kedarkon.
You can say that you can lift it up. No, it has a din for like picture dalit.
Right. And
111 dalit is the same as 109. They go hand in hand.
111 dalit is the same as, right, exactly. So I guess when it says sack, Sack, I guess you're right. Sack is sackcloth. I guess that means it's from linen. It's from a goat skin. Goat hairs. The hair that grows on the so'ir, on the goat, on the he-goat. The goat, the tag is muravin. Now, you just explained over here in picture number 111, all the different, the 1, 2, Aleph, is Gimel, in contrast to kidarkon. Because when it comes to leather, it has to be shaloi kidarkon. Shaloi kidarkon. Is anyone in the car with you now?
No.
Can I tell you a dirty joke?
I'll wash my hands afterwards if you want. It's up to you.
It says here that it's kidarkon, not shaloi kidarkon. You know, I know, you probably heard this joke. It was a little kid, a little boy in yeshiva, and the Rebbe said to him, the Rebbe said to the boy, they're learning by.
It's
a musa. It's like someone told me. I don't want to go on record. I'm planning to run to the President of the United States. I don't want to hear what I have to say. Okay, Vait, now let's go to the Rav. What does the Rav say? The Rav is Ashid Vatev, Kalim Gedolim Shal Eitz, Umunachim Besach Mikve Kosha. Grois the Kalim. Grois the mention. Weiter, Ella im Kain Hoyu Nikuvim Kishaferis Hanoi, Dumyo de Uka. It's like in Uka. Dar Minun Lael Shatsarich Shadehe Nikuva Kishaferis Hanoi. Fine. Bichli Godol. He says, no going by Tisha Tvachim or Yoiser Dimi Utoi Havi Arbot Tvachim. Then, Sage bin Nikiva Sabot Tvachim. But if it's less than 9 Tvachim, then Roiv is enough. The Ein Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, we do not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda says that we paskin Halacha Lamaisa Kishafaferes Hanoid. The Ein Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Next, Sak Oi Kupa. Sal. A basket that's made from wicker, out of what that's been peeled. Therefore, the mime goes right through its pores. Okay, weiter. Okay, next page. Einam poisim es ha-mikva. It's not going to pass the mikva. Mishumikos maim shuvim. Umalin oisan kidarkon kegoin b'mikva sheyesh b'arborim sa. Mitzum tzomois. That's the key word. Exactly 40 sa. There, I mean, we say, look, come on, the car, the kesa, shal or, kevon, sheik, bia, sifsa, seven, amayim, amayim, shubisachin, keshuvim. Kate Diase, what should you do? Matbilin umal noisam derech shulehin upside down to make sure the water does not enter. Uvesak the kupa loichay shinon. Why? Loichashivi mayim shebesechem shuvim lufos and mikva. So it's exactly mitzum tzomim. And now, if you're going to fill up in a regular way, you're going to create mayim shuvim. So you have to do it upside down. But if you're not going to be creating Mayim Shuvim, because it's wicker and it's porous, then there's nothing to be concerned about. Okay, that's the Rav. Now let's see the Ikar Mefarshim. The Ikar Mefarshim appears on page 90. Hakdama, introduction. Sarach kishif aferes hanoid. The oira mai loy polar of Yehuda Le'el and Mishnah base. Veneer the lachin nakashid with Hevel Shadakan Shem Gedolim and Machsik Marboim sub belach. Vyasil Ashmin Shain Tailum Bukail Mafil Yeshbah and Arboim saw. Even though Sheer Mikva Elim Kain Nikuvim behind the polar of Yehuda Haha Bukailim Gedolim Kailim. Okay, hear the Kiddush? Back in Mishnah base, we spoke about small Kailim which have less than 40 saw. Here we deal with magically large. Therefore, the larger you would think, that this should be worse. This should be worse. The max of 40 saw. The genealogy table, even these things, because these things are no longer osel lenachas. The kli is azoy grois that has 40 saw, so it's a kli that's not meant to be moved around. Who says it's even makabel tumah?
in order for the makabel tumah, it has to be less than 40 sus. So these things are not even makabel tumah, could be. They're not makabel tumah because if it's something which holds more than 40 sus, it's such a large keli, you can't even move it around. It's not makabel tumah. It's like the shulchan. The shulchan not tohar. Mechlal du tameh. Why? It's a kliyetz osu lenachas. It's a kliyetz osu lenachas. It's not makabel tumah. The shulchan was a kliyetz that's meant lenachas. It's like it's meant to hold 40 sus of water. And neither should not makabel tumah. And for the Gemara, the taka picked it up. They picked it up to show the Eluga Meruchi Basnof Nehemakim. So the Zel Bezachel is a Chiddush. Even though it's a Kli that's not meant to be moved around, it doesn't matter. You may not engage in ritual immersion. Immersion. Say it right?
Yeah.
Ritual immersion. Behind the plea, Rabbi Yehuda l'chacha b'keilim gedam ke'elu, and Rabbi Yehuda comes to this room when it's very, very large, talking it even more. He holds that yatsis. That's why it's more machmir. In the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda was not machmir, because when the kli is a nayadin, there's a whole new chiddush. He's saying of the ikma farshma nayadin. A naya unfang, a naya din, a new, whole new appreciation of suya. The reason why there was no disagreement in the Mishnah Berurah was because there was a kleiner kli. When it's less than 40 saw, even Rabbi Yehuda didn't, it's all you need is kishef aferes and Rabbi Yehuda is not coming to be chilek on the principle of sheferes hanoid in Gansen. Even Rabbi Yehuda would understand when that woman puts up a finger to her, would understand what she's trying to say to him. Even he would understand, because in his vocabulary there's also something called kishef aferes hanoid. That the only time he would say to the woman, the kesheferes hanoid is only by kelim ketanim, nisht, by groyser kelim more than 40 sa. That woman, so many things we could have said to her, that woman, so many chidushim have come out from that morning, that faithful morning, January 6th, that armed insurrection, so many things have come forward from that morning on the Locust Avenue. The Locust, the Vernon Flapsh. It's not, it's a Bahashkocha, it was Dafka on the Arbe Street. Weiter.
Pablo.
Weiter. It's like, it's between Locust and Avenue M. M as in M's. And Locust as an Arbe. What's the common denominator? M&M's, the Charedim don't eat because it's not Chol of Yisrael. And Locust, they don't eat because they're not Sfardim. It represents the worst of everyone. The Litvaks, who are Yeshivish. If you're a Litvak and you're not Yeshivish, you'll eat Chol of Stam. Nope. I eat only Chol of Yisrael. M&M's, I don't eat M&M's. Not Chol of Yisrael. Okay, so have some locust. No, I'm not a Sephardi. Charmin is located in the vicinity between M and locust. It represents the worst elements of society. Ashkenazim who only eat Chol of Yisrael. Weiter. It's kedai to wake up today just to come to that appreciation of that concept. And never, all the years when Chayil never appreciated the significance and why the yeshiva is located on Avenue M in Locust. But what about Coney Island? Thus is the Iye Hayam. Thus is the Makam of Tzorvet Sidoin. Chiram, the Gaiva. The Gaiva. Hashem says, I can't tolerate such a person. He lived on an island. Coney Island. Chaim Berlin has the Nitzoitz, the Gaiva, the Kedusha. Someone wants to talk about Chaim Berlin. Weiter.
I'm not going to ask for your swear when it was on Stone Avenue.
Weiter in the Gemara. Weiter over here. So we have over here. I believe the Hachab Caleb Gedolim. Weiter. Gotta finish it. I'm falling asleep over here. I'm so tired. I give out. That's it. There's no more Ikam Afarsh. Now only the boxes. The box on page 91 of the box. Sheet of the table. Hamayim Shabbosechim El Shabbosechim Keshuvim. The water in Tashuvim. Fine. Lefichach Ein Madbilim Besechim Elim Kenho Yudikuvim. The Tanakam. I have a hole. Tzarch Shehei Bechem Nekev Kishafer Sanoit. Rabbi Yehuda Bechli Gadol Shorev Goyva Yoyser.
Me'arboim tvachim. What did he come with? Height? What's this? Bechli gadol. Sheroiv goiv hoy? Adam is roiv rochboy.
Adam is rochboy also.
What do you say over here in Ikka Befarsh? He says, Go to the picture. Neke Bereche for Tvachim. Bechli Shadaf Doisecha for Tvachim. Shayach Shiv Ramayim Shabachli Lumchabarm.
Look at the one on the left.
Shayin Bereche Tvachim. I don't know. I mamish don't know. Let's see, Vaito. Let's see. I don't know, fine, maybe it's not like it's a mistake. You never find them, you come out and never find a mistake in this. Okay, sak the kupa. The mayim shebesoichem is not considered to be a shuvim. Lefichach, mat bilim bochem af she'ein bochem neke kasher sanoid. When you take it out, because it's never a problem. Okay. Okay, page 94 is already the next Mishnah. That's Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. Okay, we gotta stop here. I have to stop here. Okay, we're up to Gistera. But about Vusta Sugya of Gistera.
I have to figure out what they mean with the boxes over here and the picture 107 and 108. I don't fully comprehend.
107, 108. What's the problem?
I'm saying I don't understand the.
Either do I. You have to go back to the case of the Shoykes. In order to appreciate it, you have to go back and review the Sugi of Shoykes. Clark okay. Shoykes.
Fine.
All right. Mirchem tomorrow we'll go weiter. We'll go weiter. Mishnah Vav Gist the Sugi of Gistera. Who's the Sugi of Gistera?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Sei gesund, stark, be well, all the best to you. All the best. Zeigen.